I'm speaking with Herb Steffen, and we are out here on the Indian Creek Watershed Field Tour. It's great to see you again. I know you were on last year's tour as one of our stops as well, Herb. Tell us a little bit about your place here, first of all.
Well, first of all, we've been farming here in this area since 1863. My great-grandfather started here. This year is a lot like 1983 when we had a drought, really bad. Probably not as severe as then, but it's going to be close if it doesn't rain. In 83, we had rain. The last rain was on May 14th, and it did not rain again until August the 2nd. So this is going to be a very interesting year. The pollination looks bad right now, and so we'll just see where we go from here.
I saw you were showing some of the corn that you pulled up over here. Not a whole lot of roots on there.
No, the root system just did not develop. The stalk has very little strength. They break off easily at the ground. So what's going to be there, if we get a wind, it'll probably go down. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could be blowing down pretty easily.
Well, we'll hope for the best here. Maybe we'll get a nice, long, light, soaking rain, you know?
There you go. And I think that a rain within the next 10 days will really help the beans. The corn, probably not so much.
Well, here on this tour stop, what are you showing this group that's coming out here this year?
Well, we've got several research plots going on. We have one that we're doing a test, and I don't know if they're going to show this one or not, but it's a new procedure that we're developing with the University of Colorado, a new test for predicting the amount of potassium in the soil. The other thing, we have several nitrogen studies going on here with ESN and some different micronutrients and stuff like that. And then we also have a bean plot. And on the bean plot, I'm not quite for sure what's going on there, but Tim Smith would be able to answer that question better.
I think what might have been an Agritain product that you were using out here. How are those types of products working for you?
Okay, the Agritain product is nitrogen inhibitor. And I think this is the second year that we're running that. And last year, as Tim said earlier, we were real wet here. So we had a strange year last year. We lost some crop with it being too wet. And this year it's going to be the opposite with really a lack of moisture. So how these products are going to perform, my prediction is going to be that it's going to be hard to take a lot of data away here, really. I mean, this could be a year when the data, we'll look at it and see where we're at when we harvest.
Well, if next year is normal, you'll have a three-year comparison, won't you?
Yes, we could have 3 years. We'll have a wet year, a dry year, and a normal year. So we'll hope for, we're sort of like the Cubs around here. We're hoping for next year.
Just a kind of parting thoughts here on what these groups are trying to do with this Indian Creek Watershed Project and what it means to you as a farmer.
With the one of the biggest things that we're working with is nitrogen here on these Indian Creek shed runoff, trying to come up with the amount of nitrogen that we need to put on, and we don't want to short our crops on nitrogen. But so many times we've had farmers over the years, and I myself years ago, we just went out and we put on what we felt like was enough plus a little extra, and we're trying to get that down as farmers to make a good crop at the most economical way as far as the use of nitrogen.
Yeah, and so you've got to do that in order to sustain your operation, but at the same time want to take good care of the environment too.
That is correct, and that's a lot of people don't understand or haven't been told or educated that we're out here and we're on the land and we don't want to mess up our land any more than the conservationists do.
Okay, thank you very much, Herb. Great to be out here with you again this year on the Indian Creek Watershed Project Field Tour. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.